the big changes. Now I'm living into my new moustache look. He's not only will I not take any shit anymore. If you're chatting in a cinema, shut the fuck up. Don't have a problem with that. But in all scenarios now, I'm just thinking, what are you saying? What are you saying? What are you actually saying? So much pussyfooting around the actual thing you're trying to say. Just fucking say it. Let me know what the actual score is. In my business particularly, you have to put yourself out there for opportunities with people and places that you get from history you don't really want you, but you never know, so you keep plugging away. And often you get a rejection, you know, saying, I'm sorry, we couldn't take this further at this time. We've had 3,000 applications for only 600 spots, you know, so, and that's fair enough. But also that's 1 in 5 people that get it. And I've applied to you like 30 times. So you imagine that the odds would come in my favour just once. So I'm just putting it out there. I can take it. What are you actually saying? Is the truth, Nathan, your stuff is clearly objectively amazing. But for one reason or another, university, whatever, you didn't know the right person, or whatever, one reason or another, we never want you to perform in our venue. Cool, I can deal with that. You know, it's a relief, because I never have to fill in your poxy application form ever again. What you suggest to people, there's a chance of getting your thing, when in reality, there's zero chance. Because it's all your fucking mates. And people that know the right people. I'm not being bitter. Anytime I'm bitter, it's about the time I have to waste my precious time dealing with people that don't tell me the score. Just tell me the fucking score. It's in every single interaction. Tell me the fucking score. Look at my moustache. Smell the liquor. I can fucking handle it. Seriously. Stop the bullshit. Just tell me. What are you saying?